We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What does it mean to man up? What does it mean to be a man? And it may not be the answer that you are expecting. Let's find out from somebody who has had this discussion for quite some time. He is a pastor, and his name is Ed Glover. He's founder of Urban Impact Foundation, something that goes back to the 1990s. And the pastor is kind enough to join us here on KDKA on this Tuesday afternoon. Ed, how are you?
Good, Rick. Very, very good.
So what does it mean to you? When we say man up, what does that mean? And how does that ultimately relate to what you're doing this coming weekend?
Yes. What we're all about in this event, it's a one-day conference designed to encourage men, and it's what I think, to be a man who loves God, loves their wives, loves their kids, and is there for them in all that they do. Just to be that man who's the leader of the family, and being able to be an example, not only to talk about what to do, but be an example of what they're saying that they're asking people to do. In other words, more is caught than taught, but they need to walk their talk and talk their walk. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. But I think that you would maybe get some pushback, Ed, from people who say, well, of course I love my wife. Of course I love my kids. What are you talking? Who doesn't? I mean, so help me to understand exactly what you mean. And maybe there's more to it than simply saying, well, of course I love them. Maybe you're saying show them? Is that it?
Yeah. You know, kids spell love, T-I-M-E.
Yeah, right.
Time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, as a father of four, and I have 8 grandkids, and I have 35 kids that we've worked with over the years that lived in our home one time or another, that there's a lot of things going after us, a lot of things trying to distract us, our careers, things that got going on, our leisure time, to distract us from really spending that time with kids. So we really encourage guys to be a priority dad, you know, be a priority father, be, you know, God first, my wife second, my kids third, you know, the idea of your career, and then your leisure time. And if you keep those things in line, things work. Your life's never going to be perfect, but it'll work. You get them out of those sequence, and things begin to unravel. And we're just really encouraging guys to keep the priorities, stay consistent, be there, you know, be where your feet are. A lot of times we're just not there. We're distracted. We're on the media. We're thinking about something else. Just trying to help guys to refocus, to be there when they're there. Be where their feet are.
Where did this idea come from? When did you come up with it? Or is it something that you kind of borrowed? I mean, there have been a lot of different organizations, and sometimes we take inspiration from other places. What about for you? Where'd it come from?
Yeah, you know, I came to Pittsburgh in 1986. I was part of a church called Allegheny Center Life Church on the north side. And my wife and I moved into a community that was really really rough in those days. And we moved in, in my home on my street, there was 4 out of 5 homes were boarded up and unoccupied because that was the community at that time. So we learned a lot about what it means to be a family, a lot learned to be there for people that don't have fathers or, mothers are working 2 jobs trying to keep the household. And we learned a lot in those days how significant it is for a man to be a godly man and to be somebody who loves their wife and love their kids. So what I ended up doing, I was just, to be honest with you, Rick, I was praying about it, and the Lord just gave me this thought, this idea, you know, man up. And I started looking at what the impact of fatherlessness, especially. And I was looking at that, and I saw this statistic, and it was overwhelming to me, that 20 million children in America are growing up without a dad. And that means 90% of homeless and runaway children are fatherless, 85% of youth in prisons are kids who are fatherless, 80% of rapists with displaced anger, 71% of high school dropouts, 71% of teen pregnancies, 70% of juveniles in state operating institutions, 63% of youth suicides. I can go on and on. All of those kids are fatherless. So I realized that myself at Urban Impact, where we do wonderful things for kids and families, we do sports, we do education, arts, and options. And a lot of our kids, 100% of our kids graduate from high school, and 95, 8% of them transition either to a college, a trade school, get a job, go into military or the ministry. All of that's going on. But the ills, all those things I just mentioned, are multiplying constantly. As fast as we can take those, if you will, spider webs down, all those ills I just mentioned, as fast as I could knock them down, they were coming back. And I realized as I was praying about this that what I was doing, I was dealing with all the issues, all the problems kids were having, but I was leaving the spider in the room, and that spider is called fatherlessness. That was the issue. We had to turn that around, help men to be not disengaged, but engaged with their families, help men to take responsibility for what they're doing, and encourage men, not beat them up, but build them up, strengthen them, encourage them to stay in there and be everything that God really created them to be and to do as a man for their family and their wives and for their kids. That makes sense?
It makes tremendous sense. And yet you're saying, well, don't beat them up, build them up. And yet at the same time, Ed, you sometimes have to be called into onto the carpet by someone else, right? Or maybe we need to help other brothers in that same situation saying, hey, is that really what you want to do? Is that really the way you want to spend your time? I mean, is that the way you're lovingly doing it, to say, I'm helping to hold you accountable, but also build you up at the same time?
Rick, you nailed it, because that's why I brought in Coach Tomlin and all these other guys. We need coaches, and we still need coaches today. I mean, we need guys. Some of these guys, you know, they don't even have a friend that they really call a friend that would really speak the truth to them, encourage them, challenge them, love them, but call them out, you know. And we're trying to do that. We're going to encourage the men, but we're going to challenge every man that comes. And we continue to do that all year long. And that's what I think all of us guys are really looking for. We're looking for somebody who knows my name. They know who I am. They know where I'm going. They got the same struggles as I do. But we need wisdom. You know what I tell guys? Try to find people that are 10, 15 years older than you. Get to know them and learn from them. I mean, you know, when we're just talking to people that are same age going through the same things, well, none of us have been there yet. So find those guys that are out there a little bit older. Get alongside of them. Let them get alongside of you. And iron sharpens iron. Lock arms and run the Lord's errands together. That makes sense to you?
It's tremendous. Ed is joining us here. Ed Glover is a pastor, is founder of the Urban Impact Foundation. This weekend, June 10th, they've got their Man Up event, being a husband, being a father, being a friend, being a leader, and having people like Mike Tomlin, James Brown from CBS. Of course, you'll be there. Alex Highsmith is going to jump in and help you out here a little bit too. Craig Wolfley coming back again. Got Wolf coming by?
Yeah, the Wolf's coming back. Yeah. And Kent Chevalier, the chaplain for the Steelers, and Cam Hayward's going to show up and make a time together. And I'll tell you, Rick, the guy we got speaking, the keynote speaker, Claude, he knocks it out of the park.
Claude
he
Alexander.
Really was, he's really good. Good, great communicator. And we got some of the best speakers, these breakouts, in the town of Pittsburgh, man. These guys are tremendous communicators. Walked a long time, you know, and they have a lot of wisdom. So we're really excited.
Can people still register? Can they still get there this weekend, or is it too late?
No, they can. It's Man Up Pittsburgh, all one word, manuppittsburgh.org. They go on there, and they'll be able to, you know, hook up. There'll be about 1,000 guys there so far, I think, and there's still room. Some breakouts might be closed by now, but hey, guys, those of you listening, and ladies, sign your guys up. Have them, encourage them to come. You know, you'll be thankful that they showed up. And guys, just show up, man. And let's lock arms. Let's make a difference.
To be able to get that many people, you got to have a big place. You're going back to Victory Family Church up in Cranberry, right?
Yeah, and Victory's been fantastic to us, and it's a great facility. Yeah, they're the best.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Ed, thank you very much for sharing a little bit more about what your mission is, what your outreach is, and also the challenge to men to be better fathers, better husbands, better Christians, better people in general, and to go ahead and literally encourage each other to man up. So looking forward to that event coming up this weekend, June 10th, at the Victory Family Church in Cranberry. Pastor, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you.
Yep, always great stuff to hear from Ed. And again, a huge, huge event for more than 1,000 men this coming Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.